This is America's Next Top Model, the after show right here on AfterBuzz TV. It's the season 23 finale.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Make good times, come on.
I mean, this song never gets old.
I'm so happy.
Party going on right here.
Yes, there is. We are celebrating Decision Day. Decision Day.
Woo!
And no one's angry. No one's mad.
Only fitting that on International Women's Day, we crown a new woman champion of America's Next Top Model.
Yes.
Woo! All right. Well, let's see. I'm your lead host. I'm Mike Skakoza. You can find me everywhere online at Mike Skakoza. Stop interrupting over there. Come on.
We're just so happy to be here.
Pull it in.
Reel it in.
Introduce yourself.
Hi, it's me, Heather Yared. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Heather Yared.
Come on. I am Deshola by Logan. Today is a very happy day for me. You can find me at Deshola_B everywhere. Please find me and let's talk about this. And you guys know what? I'm really excited. This is the finale. You have to make sure to get in those live chats. I'm pulling them up right now. And make sure to call in, give us all of your opinions because it's a party now. We are going to have a party. So you guys get the calls coming, get the chats going, and let's go.
Yes.
Well, let's just get right into it. In case you haven't heard, India is the winner of Cycle 23, America's Next Top Model. Congratulations, India.
Oh, I'm so excited. Yes.
Deshola's happy. We should just kick it over to you. Yes. I know you're excited.
I just want to say, India, if you're out there watching and listening, I am so happy for you. You don't understand. I was fighting for you from day one, like from the beginning. We're very happy. Well, I don't want to speak for them, but I'm very happy that you won. It wouldn't have been fair otherwise. And I know a lot of people at home are happy because over the last week, there were a lot of chats going on our last video. And everyone, literally everyone but one person or two people said, India, 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 India. So we're happy. Congratulations, India.
Yes. Michael, were you surprised?
You know, throughout this whole season, I felt very confused. Confused a lot with a lot of different things they were trying to do and how they were kind of going with it. And at times, I thought it really worked. And at times, I didn't think it worked. You know, going off of, I'm really happy for India. India used to be a very genuine, amazing person. I don't think it could probably go to somebody it seemed more deserving. So, congratulations to you. I was a little surprised, though, because the whole time they're pushing this boss brand business. And they even got into it a panel, and that's what I thought Tati brought.
Absolutely.
So I'm just going with what the show is, putting out these days.
What they branded it as,
110%. The focus the entire time was that we aren't going for models. We're going for a top model that's a business brand and boss. India didn't naturally bring that to the table, which the architect of, whatever, Law Roach and Ashley both said. She's not a boss, and I agree with this, she wasn't. But do I think she was a model? Absolutely. Am I pleased? Absolutely. And I'm glad they actually went against a theme that they were going for, and they went for the model, because that's what the show is.
I find her as a brand. I think it was more of the boss
touché
part that they were a little like...
Yeah. No, touché. She is a brand, and remember Tyra started, I don't remember the exact age, but young teens. Yeah. She was moldable. So the fact that India is able to really embrace the brand that Drew wanted to build is huge. Tatiana would have been a little bit more difficult to do that with. She's set in her ways. She knows the brand that she wanted to bring.
She sells lotion.
So I think you want to give that quote?
And real quick, before we give the quote, people at home are saying that they need the number. So we're going to get that number up for you guys as soon as possible. Out in the studio, they're going to get it up. Right now, you guys, thank you very much. No, it's fine. They were just asking to do it. But, Drew said, in case you guys missed it, he told Law Roach, he said he had an attitude when he said it, too.
He said, arms up.
He said, you can sell lotion all day, and I will sell a brand. He said, so you can be over there and sell your little lotion over there. But India, she's a brand, and she won. I'm so happy.
Ooh, baby. I know that she spoke of her product, but I never got the idea that that's all she wanted to do was be solution.
I mean, but that's all she talked about. Or that's all they showed her talk about all the time.
Like, but also I would think that's, you know, again, if she is smart enough doing all of this, I think, you know, that's only going to boost
of course
her brand that she already has. So that's fantastic for her. And I'm actually really excited to see what happens with India.
Me too.
I'm very curious to see how, even just how this plays out with like VH1 and like the contract and, you know, what's going to, you know, what's going to unfold from here.
Absolutely. When they did the original shoot for Paper, when they did the everyone in their boss suits and so forth, what did you guys think of those pictures? Did you think India's picture was stronger than Tatiana's, Corianne's?
I think Corianne, I liked hers the best, actually.
Yeah,
I think
her
did
picture
too.
Was great.
Yeah.
But I think it's something about India, which her face that she does, that's like mesmerizing. And I like that it was blue. We have a caller?
Yeah.
Who do we have on the line? Welcome to the party, to the India celebration.
Welcome. Thanks for calling America's Next Top Model. Who are we speaking with? And we love
call back, you guys. Call back.
I will say for the photographs, none of them really, I was like, wow. You know what I mean?
Agreed.
And a lot of times for the finals, you at least get like one where you're just like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I thought Corianne's was, yeah. I thought hers was really good.
I thought it was like getting there, but it wasn't fully there. Sorry.
Welcome, America's Next Top Model After Show. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, guys. This is Hanan.
Hi, Hanan.
Hi, Hanan.
Hi. Talk to us. What are your thoughts?
Well, I'm glad that finally Deshola's happy. Last episode, he was kind of like a sore loser.
He's very much a sore loser, yes. You got that correct.
I was a little bit last week. I was.
Yeah, you weren't your self, basically. But
I'm sorry.
I'm glad you're happy finally. And to be honest with you, if Tatiana won, I would have been so disappointed. And I would have been like, why did they drag us through all these episodes? Because basically she is kind of like the mold that they wanted as a winner, you know? Mm-hmm. So if she won, then like, what's the point?
Interesting.
But you know, you guys
people like to see that transformation, you think, huh?
Yes, and that's what India did. Even though she did not kind of fit the boss yet, she's versatile, like, and that's what this season was looking for, a versatile model who can do a lot of things. I liked that they thought about how India is a commercial, can be, you know, editorial as well, and she has the potential to become a boss. But I was so upset when Lol was like, I was told not to fall in love with someone's potential.
That's a great quote.
I had him write down.
Heather
that quote.
Was like
I was
really
like,
serious about that.
I was like, wow.
Yeah, that was mean. I mean, she. In that short amount of time, she was able to kind of excel. So, of course, she has a lot of potential. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, so that's the only thing she's missing. She'll be able to get there.
And the one thing that she really showed is that one episode when she said, I'm going to be on top from now on, she really was on top. Like, she never was in the bottom.
Was she in the bottom, too? She said that she... I don't remember if she was in the bottom, too.
I don't think she ever was.
She was for the boxing one, wasn't she?
Bottom three. I'm not sure if it was bottom two.
Yeah, for the boxing.
Yeah, after the boxing, she was the bottom three, but she was never in the bottom two, which is a very bad place to be, where Tatiana has been there a lot.
Truth. Very much.
So, yeah. I think India was the obvious choice. Wonderful. And I'm glad that they did choose her after all.
Wonderful.
I'm glad that you called. I want to say thanks for staying away, because I know you said you go to sleep early and you're 3 hours ahead of time, right? You're in the East Coast, right?
Yeah.
So thank you so much for watching it with us this entire season.
Can I say one last thing?
Of course.
Sure. I'm asking this to Deshola, because when they brought the eliminated girls back and I saw Courtney, I was like, they had to rub it in his face, right? That he left.
You know what's so funny about that? When I saw her walking, I was like, ooh, Courtney, I love you. But ended, but they didn't show enough of her for me to really even go there. And I was so focused on India, but I did, you know, I saw her and I got excited. I was thinking you should have been there.
And she was the people's choice. Yeah. She was the people's choice.
Oh,
she
yes, exactly. Choice. We have to bring
so
that up.
Deshola was like,
in case,
yay,
yeah, in case you guys choice. Don't know, they had a competition today. They took like all, well, a few of the models to New York because I was watching them.
Did you watch it?
I saw them on the Instagram story, like their way going there. And Courtney won the fan's choice. So of course she was supposed to win, but I'm very happy about India. So
Yes. Well, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you,
guys. I'm glad I got to do this and call you guys. I'm glad that we're happy.
Thank you.
We'll see you next season.
Yeah, see you next season.
Bye.
Okay, you guys, we've got to go to the live chat.
That transformation that you were talking about was huge. Like, so that is exactly what people do want to see. And again, I do think that.
Well,
that
look at like Biggest Loser. It's about the biggest transformations. Who you know grows. They want to root for somebody. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's still you're still trying to make a show.
People always love the underdog.
We do.
They don't like the person who's already there because then it's not exciting. I'm just saying for a show like this, it's true.
It's true in life.
I mean, you guys, we have to go to the live chat though. It is literally on fire.
Oh my gosh!
Like I have to. I'm gonna read a little more than
is that one of those exploding phones? Are we?
No,
Samsung, please. we don't do that. All right, so we're going to shout out to Amy, the first one to get in the live chat. You're in Australia, she says. She so wishes she could call in. Well, you know what? We're shouting you out anyway. She says, hi, guys. Yay, go India. So happy. We love you. Liz Martinez says, India. So I'm assuming you're happy about that. Tabitha Roadhouse says, for once, they choose who I wanted to win.
Wonderful.
Yes. Scrappy's mom, who has been here literally since the beginning. We love you so much. Thank you for always watching the show. She says, yay, India won. Another person says, praise Jesus. people are just... Someone else said, Hugo Montesano says, Stacey McKenzie should be a judge next. Ooh. Which one of you guys brought that up before, right?
Yeah, she was really good on the show. I liked
her. She was. And I think she was real. She was raw. You're not bringing it. She said that to Tatiana. And again, that real, constructive, intense feedback, finally Roach brought it to the table at the end, mm-hmm. which we saw tonight. But I think that Stacey would be a good one. Stacey would definitely be a good one.
I like her. Yeah. I like her. And she seems like she really cares about them, too. Yeah. Like when she's doing it, she's like, I want you guys to do it. Come on. Again. You know, but she seems like she cares. She's not very rude about it. Yeah. Maxim Cruz says, when is the next season starting? Maxim, we don't know, but they are casting right now. I didn't mean to read that one. It's okay. Next, I'm saying because it was off. Everyone's happy. I just want to say everyone's really happy about it. You guys stay in these live chats.
Yeah.
And
keep watching.
We love you guys.
Now, this was the first time they did the three person, and then one person was eliminated, then they brought two back, correct?
No.
They brought one.
No, but there were three people, they did a spread, and then they said, one of you's eliminated, then we have to talk about it again. That's the first time we've seen that, right?
They usually have three, and then they'll get rid of one immediately.
Oh, really?
They usually do that.
Oh, okay, I don't remember that.
Well, no, they always have to have the last two, because
there's always
dramatic.
The last two.
I remember the last two. I don't remember three.
They usually have top three, and then after one of the, you know, photo shoots or challenges, they'll cut somebody.
That's what I was going to say. I feel like they don't take them to the actual end, but I like the way they did it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was... I'm so happy.
This was just so different. Happy. This was so... We have another call.
All right.
Hi. Thanks for calling into America's Next Top Model After Show. Who are we speaking with? And another dropped call.
Call back, please. Call
and
back.
Another dropped call. I like the way they did it this time. And I think the runway was very, very powerful. I do think India stole the show on the runway. What do
she
you guys
looked
think?
Great out.
Oh, my God.
I also found it really funny how they tried to make it seem like she was stressing out in the back. I guarantee you nothing happened.
They have to do that.
Like, nothing happened.
I mean, and of course, everyone was probably equally as nervous, you know what I mean?
And they just kept cutting the one shot of her with, like, a worried look on her face.
Because neither the other two weren't. The other two weren't at all.
But did you see when that door opened?
She looked great.
She was... And you know what I really love about her? If it was me on the runway, honestly, I would be... I'd be really nervous at the time, and I would just be worrying about trying to look good, right? But she's so cool that when she walked away, she did that little hand thing. But it's like the fact that she's fearless enough to do it. Because, you know, some people want to just do what they're supposed to do, so they don't know what they can and can't do.
But see, again, as La Roach pointed out, she crossed her ankles at the end of the runway. That is not a model.
That was a little funky.
This is not a model either. You don't get on the
some
runway.
Some models do stuff like that.
You don't get on the runway and give the devil sign.
And let me say something. That's why she's India.
But also, they'll usually give you a lot more...
leeway on this one.
Not leeway, but, you know, the designer will give a better description of what they're looking for than, like,
the
two... the words direction? They gave. Okay. Yeah, like they kind of just were like, yeah.
And aren't the blondes always really fun too? Their stuff is always really crazy.
Right. I love that when they said savage glamour. Mm-hmm. That was savage glamour. I love those outfits. Oh, the gold, savage. The rose.
See,
gold.
So it makes sense. It makes sense. I think I'm just so happy about it. I'm so like, don't you think that the little hand thing was cool? She was great.
Mm. I thought she did like a number one, like I'm on top or like pointed up.
Another call.
We have a caller. Hey. Thank you for calling into the America's Next Top Model finale episode.
Who's calling? Who are we speaking with?
It's Stevie.
Hi, this is Jeremy. This is Stevie Raccoon in the chat room. How's it going, guys?
Hi. What up? Hey, thanks for calling in.
Hey, no problem. I want to say hi, everybody. The chat room is on fire. All excited that India won, and we're happy that you guys are doing the AfterBuzz. We're also sad that this is going to be the last one for a while, so we want to thank you guys for always doing this.
Thank you for watching.
I can't think of the words tonight, but yes, we feel the same way.
Yes. But and thank you for always being in the chats. He's always in the chats. Yes. Always. He's always on it with his comments and everything. How do you feel about tonight's episode?
I liked it a little bit. I don't know. It felt really rushed. Like, I felt like it would have been better maybe as a 2-hour finale, but we only got that hour. But I really liked it. It was good. I'm happy that India won. They really had me fooled for a second because I thought with all the negative criticism that they were aiming it for Tatiana or even possibly Corianne to win. So then India won. I was really shocked, but I'm happy. And just she was my one when Courtney went, like Deschalet. So I'm happy. We're happy people.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Well, we're very glad that you called in, and thank you for sharing your opinion with us.
And we'll see you next season, I hope.
Thank you. You guys be awesome. We hope to see you all next season.
Thank you.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that specifically. I personally knew when I saw Ashley's face, when she covered her face like this, when they made their decision, I was like, India's got it.
I didn't see it.
Oh, yeah. I was like, India's got it because she wanted Tatiana. But Tyra Banks coming back on the show for the panel. I don't know about you guys, but I was so excited. I was like, that's America's Next Top Model.
And when she walked out, you were like,
yes. I was like, yeah.
I was a little shocked that Rita tried to compare India to Tyra. Oh, and then Tyra, because, well, I mean, obviously it was scripted, of course.
Yeah,
but
yeah. I was a little bit shocked at that, too.
There ain't no Tyra. Come on.
I think, again, though, when she said the 9-month thing to Ashley, that it gave it away. When she goes, who's going to be a brand? And then she paused, in 9 months. In that moment, I said, if you're asking that question, obviously it's India.
I mean, we keep going back to how she was when she first started. She said she wasn't confident. You know, she wasn't as confident in everything. And once she literally put her mind to it and said, I'm going to win, I'm going to be the best, she never stopped. So imagine now that she won the competition, wait until she really goes out there and kills it.
Totally. Deschalet, they're so happy your energy's up, by the way, in the live chat.
God,
oh, really? you must have been such a downer last time. You must have been a downer.
Yeah,
Deschalet, it's good to see you live and up today.
You know what, you guys? I'm happy that someone said that my energy is contagious right now.
Yes.
And yes. I'm glad that it is. And you know what? I'm getting it from you guys. I'm getting a lot of good feedback, a lot of good comments.
We're just basking in it over here.
We are feeling his energy so much. I'm feeling his sweater. I want to borrow it.
Oh, thanks. Oh, my God. You guys are all making me blush right now.
Oh, babe. So I think that... What is a better word besides moldable? Because I don't have it in my vernacular right now.
Moldable.
Yeah, I mean, moldable is a good... I get what you're saying.
Yes,
yeah,
I wish
word.
There was... I could have had a better word right now because, again, that to me is the epitome of why this decision was made. Because she took direction well. She listened, received, and shifted. This is absolutely why she won. You don't think it had anything to do with her having a face like Gigi, do you?
I'm sure that had something to do with it.
Yeah, she's got the look.
I think it was the pictures. Because, like, we always say, like, in person, I still don't think... Should we...
Oh, yeah.
Hello!
Thanks for calling America's Next Top Model. After show, who are we speaking with?
Oh, hi. This is Daryl from North Carolina.
Daryl! Hi, Daryl from North Carolina.
Dude, it's late in North Carolina, dude.
Absolutely.
And I'm at work, which is the crazy part.
Ooh, Daryl.
Getting paid to talk to us.
Yes.
I like it.
We like that dedication. How you feeling, Daryl?
I'm feeling pretty happy about this finale. Like, I want to say I'm surprised, but at the same time, I was like, I kind of knew India had it in the bag. Like, after the couture photo shoot, I was like, oh, she got it.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
She got it.
Wow. What was it specifically about that made you know that she was winning?
It was just like, well, this is coming from a fashion designer myself. I mean, I'm not like a known designer, but like, I'm working on it. I've seen a lot of models, and I watched Top Model from the beginning. Mm-hmm. It's like sometimes you could tell with certain contestants, it's like they had like that spark about them. It's like, to me, India, I mean, I get it. Yes, everybody called her the Gigi Hadid of Cycle 23, but I was just like, she's got something about her. And I'm like, I'm here for it. So I'm just like, let me watch her. And yeah, it's like, and I was right.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
I had a feeling. I knew you were in fashion. I don't know why, but I felt it. Really? I was about to ask him that when he called in. I was like, oh, fashion.
Oh, you felt it?
I did. Mm-hmm. I did. I did feel it.
You see, there's a connection between you and Heather.
That model's the reason why I got into fashion in the first place.
Really?
Really? So did you love seeing Tyra return and during the panel or what?
I died when I saw Tyra. I was like, thank you, Jesus. I was like, please let Tyra at least be on the finale.
Yes.
It's about time.
And since you say you've been watching from the beginning, you know, there's been a lot of debate this season about the new format of the show, Business Brand Boss, all that. Some of us liked it, some of us didn't. What do you feel about it?
I mean, it's a different approach, I'll give them that. But, I mean, I'm still a little bit on the fence about it because, I mean, you know, the old formula, you know, it's all about, you know, who's the most versatile model. But then they want to change the format and say, oh, you have to be able to build a brand. I mean, branding is an important thing. But at the same time, you know, it kind of, as far as the TV show goes, it kind of lost a little bit of its essence just because, you know, you're bringing in fresh-faced women every cycle to be a model. But now you're wanting them to, you know, be not just versatile as models, but versatile as, you know, as far as, like, you know, being in the entertainment industry. I mean, which I see it. But at the same time, you know, I mean, I don't know. I'm still kind of on the fence about it. I mean, for what it was, like, I guess for an experiment this season, I mean, I'll take it for what it was. It was interesting.
It's an honest answer, yeah.
Yeah, I think so, too. And they went with the choice that wasn't the business, the boss, and the brand. So, at the end of the day.
Which I'm glad they did.
Me,
I mean,
too.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Yeah, I was just saying me, too. I think it's great that they went with that.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, and at the end of the day, I guess they were saying that, because, you know, with the other seasons of Top Model from, like, I think Cycle 19 to 20, I might be having this wrong, don't judge me. when they were bringing men along, when they brought the male models in, and they decided, you know, with this season, let's go back to its roots and bring all females. I guess they kind of want to go back to the roots and crown India as the model, because, you know, she was definitely the most versatile model. I mean, she was really the chameleon of this season.
Yes, the chameleon. That's a wonderful way to say it. Great. Well, thank you so much for calling
in.
Thank you so much. And hopefully I can talk to you guys next season.
Yes. For sure. We will see you next season.
Bye.
Bye.
I do want to touch on those sentiments, because there were moments where I'm like, is this really a next America's Next Top Model, or is it a, like, if you're changing it so much at some point, should you just call it another show? I mean, I get why you don't, but
yes,
I think a lot of people struggled with that.
I struggled with it the entire time. Every time I was able to be on this panel, it was about how are we focusing on the boss and the brand? Why are we not focusing on being a model?
Also, the thing about the Jenners.
Oh my God! Don't get me started on that. I want to hear
neither of them, if they weren't who they are, would be any kind of model. Period.
Nepotism, ladies and gentlemen.
Kendall's a babe, but neither of them are top working models. No way.
I agree.
It's all about who they are, and that's. But again, that's kind of where we're at. You know, 15, 20 years ago, you never saw a celebrity doing a high fashion photo spread. Mm-hmm. Now it's all the time. Mm-hmm. Now it's all the time. You know, it is almost, they just want people who have a fan base,
yes.
You know, more
yes.
than anything else.
Yeah. And I don't know if they mentioned them because they wanted them to like tweet it or retweet it or something like that. But a comparison with India and Tatiana being like Kendall and Kylie, I thought that was
ridiculous.
Totally out of the loop. I get where Kylie is more of the brand, but again, she's not an India because she has nepotism. She's a brand because of her name. But Kendall, I do see as a model, but and I see the Kendall always has the same face, so I do see that resemblance with Tatiana. But again, that was the worst comparison ever.
I think it was a good comparison, only for what the conversation was at the time. I think it was a really good comparison because it was like, okay, it helped us really realize what she was saying, because it made sense. It's like, okay, there's Kylie, you know, who obviously is not a super, well, I mean, she's not a supermodel, right? But she's still extremely successful. She has a cosmetic line, which is similar to what India has. It's not cosmetic, but is lotion.
Wait,
cosmetic?
I thought Tatiana had the lotion.
Did I say India? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Tatiana, that's what I meant. Sorry. Tatiana has a cosmetic or line or a lotion, whatever. Mm-hmm. And Kendall's like the one who's more always modeling, but she's also equally as successful. So I think it was a good comparison, and they're both really successful. So it was a good comparison to me, and I don't think that it means that Tatiana can't be something. She probably can't. She can go sell some lotion.
I mean,
whatever,
no, she will be. She'll be. She is know. A. She is a brand and a boss. Like, again, even though she did not win for any of the photos, and again, side note, I'm glad that they picked Indy. If they should never pick who has the best photo ever again, if they would not have had India win. Like, if India would have lost with having five top photos, then get rid
it
of
makes
the show.
No sense.
Yeah,
exactly.
Change the show.
Thank you.
Yeah. So finally, we do see an alignment with that.
I'm so glad you said that. That's,
oh,
what,
for
I,
sure.
That's what I was saying the entire time. Yeah. They were not. They weren't being. The judges were not.
No, they were.
They weren't
confused.
Following. Yeah, they weren't following what their decisions that they made previously.
But they kind of were. If we're following business boss brand. Tatiana's business boss brand. India is old school. Tyra, America's Next Top Model. Top photos versus who has, like Ashley said, I would want to hang out with Tatiana. I would want to be her. And India did not have, she will, trust me. I think within 1 year, maybe even 6 months, India will have that I am a boss bitch type of attitude, which is what Tatiana has now. Like, you want to be me. India would not be comfortable right now being like, you want to be me. She'd be like, oh.
Because she's
that.
Really
I think
nice.
Everybody's great, you know. But she will. Fame and fortune does that to most.
She's gained a lot of followers, by the way, since earlier, before she won. I'm pretty sure she had like 80,000. She has 101,000 right now. So it's already working out for her.
Oh, wow.
So that's good. And the people at home are saying, because you said you never would have seen celebrities on the cover of high fashion magazines. And Hugo Montesano is saying blame Anna Wintour for that, because you know she and Kim Kardashian are very close, and he's saying it, he's saying when it comes to including celebrities in fashion. And Telvin Williams says, but she got a good point though, speaking about Tyra, I think, about her comparing, because it was a good comparison. And what else, let's see, Tabitha Roadhouse says she wants Joanna Coles to be a judge too. Who is that?
Anybody I have
know?
No idea who that is.
No clue.
No.
Sorry.
Well, we need to look her up. And Heather would be good for that show. LOL. That's what Kayla says. Hey, America's Next to Model, if you look for new judges,
me?
Look for Heather.
Me? A judge? What? Really? Yeah.
She would teach them all how to be self-cessful. Okay?
That's right.
And let me just make a point.
Make a point.
I feel like the fact that they did Business Boss Brand, I like it because it was very interesting, and it made more people who aren't just into modeling kind of
engage.
Or, yeah, and make them able to relate. But I will say, shouldn't that be what we're going for anyways without even having to say it?
I mean, I don't know. See, that's where, again, where
no, but,
I miss the days where it's one, you are a model, you are an actress, you are a reporter, you are not a 360, you have to do one-man band, everything. I have to have followers. I have to be good at posting. I have to be good. Like, I miss those days. So if that's what we should be going for, no. Then fire agents, fire editors, fire people, the machines behind the people, if that's what we're doing.
Those days, it made your life a lot more easier. It made it easier, obviously, because even the social media stuff in itself is stressful. We all know that. But.
I know, Mike. I avoided it all costs.
But. I feel like what I'm saying is, I feel like they shouldn't even have to say that. Like, you should know that you want to be the best you can be. I'm not saying you have to go be a singer and actress or this or that, but I'm just saying you should know that you need to build a brand, you need to be a boss, you need to be on everything if you're going to win any type of competition.
But that's not true. That's not how it's been ever, like, in my opinion.
How do you think Tyra Banks became Tyra Banks?
Because she was discovered and she started modeling with her mouth shut, not knowing what the hell to do.
She wasn't discovered. I've watched things about her, and she says she got turned down so many times from eight agencies
That was after her first opportunity. Then she got turned down here and there because she needed to be molded and shaped. She was not a loud personality. She was a model, just like Courtney is a model. She has depth, but she's not relatable. What were you gonna say? We keep over talking.
I honestly don't remember at this point.
It was he goes, isn't that what we should be going for, the brand, the boss, and putting someone in who already knows
That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying they should look, find that person. I'm saying the person in themselves should already know that they need to work and they need to make a brand and a business for themselves. And when I said Tyra wouldn't have become as big of a model as she has been if she didn't have all that. If she didn't have the drive.
She had a machine behind her.
Yeah, but
she had a machine behind her to motivate her to become a brand. She was like almost more so like an India. She was not a Tatiana when she got in the game.
Yeah, but
of course not.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but I don't believe that the person has to have drive because they have the moxie to go out and participate in the show or participate in anything, but no, they normally, like you said in the beginning of the show, they don't pick the person who's like, oh, they are, they have everything already. They pick this one because they can mold them and shape them. And normally they don't go for that one.
It's also hard to compare Tyra Lee to anything because there's not really a parallel. And it's almost kind of similar to saying, it's like, well, oh, I'm a model, so I'm going to build this brand. It's almost like saying, oh, I'm going to be the next Justin Bieber because I put songs on YouTube. It's like, yeah. It's easier. It's easy to just say that. And, oh, yeah, I could get discovered. But there's so much that goes on sort of behind the scenes, and there's so much luck and timing and so many things involved in it. So to say you're just going to build another Tyra Banks, you know, there's no formula for doing that.
Agreed. And I think they're trying to create a formula in doing that. And
there's kind of a formula now, though. Nowadays, there is a formula.
Well, the social media, like, which is... And so to your point, I think you're right. We are moving in that direction where now, yes, the person who's going to get the opportunity to be on TV is going to stop and say, okay, what's my business? What do I want to push? Tatiana pushed her lotion. I guess it ended up biting her in the behind, which I thought was smart, but she pushed it a little bit too much, which made them be like, she doesn't want to be a model. She wants to sell her brand. But now, yeah, the person that is going to go on these shows is going to say, like, what am I bringing to the table? What do I want? Outcome do I want to produce? And how am I going to get there? I do think that's where we're going.
Everyone, what I'm saying is, you always do that.
Not everyone always does that.
And if you don't do that, then that's why you don't make it to where
that's
you're supposed
why you're
to
not
be.
Successful.
No, or are you, I mean, no. Listen, why I'm saying this, because you said you have a plan. I want to do this. I want to be this.
They do now. Yeah.
No, you always have a plan. Anyone who wants, unless you're like a random getting discovered on the street, I'm saying if you wanted to be a model, if you want to be a singer, if you want to be an actor, if you want to be a life coach, anything, you have. I feel like you have a plan. You know what you need to do.
I don't think from an artist standpoint.
Yeah, no.
I used to work with bands all the time.
Yeah, not at all.
You think they have any idea how to market themselves?
No, it's the machine.
Yeah, but you know, what we're saying is, but they know where they want to. Most people know what they want to be, though.
They don't.
They don't. I think very few people actually know what they want.
And that's in this industry.
That's in life.
I mean, thank you. That's why I'm in business
now. How many of those people are you talking about that are successful now in that career?
I could name plenty that I would get in trouble for saying, but there are plenty of puppets out there that have no clue what they're doing, that have someone else behind them writing everything and producing everything, and all they're doing is facilitating being that show.
That is not... All I'm saying is, everything you're saying is always going to go into it. You're always going to have people behind you. That's how it always is. But I feel like everyone has... An idea of what they want to be. If you're going to say, I want to be a model, you're going to compare, I want to be like Tyra Banks. Okay. And then you're going to say, okay, this is what I need to do to get there. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying.
Well, like,
actually, most people are not born with that mindset, nor are they taught it at home.
But
do they have
that
idols?
Even...
I mean, I don't know, but you got some good parents. Boy, I'm telling you that. I agree with you. I was raised the way you were, but most people are not. Yes, they have an idol. I want to be like Tyra. I want to be Michael Jordan. But the path to get there is actually the most difficult thing for people to figure out, because the first thing that they say is, I don't know how to do it.
I mean, that's everyone. It's hard for everyone.
Well, that's what we're saying. Yeah. That's why we're saying no. People aren't going in and being like, oh, I'm going to do this and get here and get there, and that's what I want. It's actually unlikely to do that.
Well, they should know. Let's say that.
I agree. Let's
just say, if you're going on something, if you know you want to be, you're going to go on America's Next Top Model and you want to be a model, you should know that.
Or
after
any reality
show. Or, yeah, whatever. Well, depending on, not the real world or whatever. But anyways, you know, a competition like The Voice or anything, just, you know, I feel like you should know that you're going to need to work, and you should have at least a little plan. Like, this is the goal I want to get to. So I need to find whoever can help me, whoever can motivate me, whoever can enlighten me if you don't know. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I just feel like those are things that you should know, and that when they go in, they should kind of...
Deshula has the best coach in the world.
Who is that?
I don't know.
Oh, Mike, yes.
No, I would say that it's about 50-50 people knowing what they want to do, and then if it's all about just going
70-30.
On like reality shows. Mm-hmm. I think most people don't really have a plan.
They
or
just want
idea.
Fame.
Most people just want to be famous.
Yeah, agreed. I agree with that. But it is what it is. I think that I love where this discussion went.
I mean, I like it because, I mean, it makes sense. But yes. I think what you guys are saying, the people that want to be famous, I think those are more of like the real worlds and those and the Big Brothers and just random shows. But I feel like when it comes to like America's Next Top Model or The Voice or American Idol, they know what they want to do. They want to be a singer. And
well,
they know that.
Let's ask Mike. Like,
do.
You went on America's Next Top Model. Did you say,
that
this is my
different.
Path, this is my plan?
No. That one's different. Cause I already knew the answer. That's why.
See, now. So how are you? Did you know your path? Or are you like, this is the path I want to
take? I'm 31 years old. I still have no idea what path I'm going to go on tomorrow.
You're 31. Oh, yeah. Love it. I'm the oldest in the group.
I'm 23.
No, baby.
Oh, you're more. You're older than 31.
I will say. I mean, I've met a lot of
good. Right?
I met a lot of people through reality TV. I think most of them just want to be on TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do. Yeah. I think they do.
And there's nothing wrong with that either if that's what they want to do.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying. You know,
Wait, this is a really good moment here. I'm intrigued to hear what your answer is. Do you believe that India came on this show with the mindset that you're talking about?
I think she came on the show with the mindset knowing that she wanted to be a model.
Okay, that's it though, but not with the full mindset that you're talking about though. True,
well, no,
yes or no?
No, that's what I'm saying is I think you guys are going deeper into than what I'm saying. What I mean is I want to be a model, so what can I do to get myself there? Oh my God, let me go to America's Next Top Model. That's taking a step in itself. That's what I'm saying. You have to have some type of idea of what you want to do. So she obviously had an idea like I want to be a model because she was modeling prior to that. But obviously, I'm assuming her career maybe wasn't where she wanted it to be. So she took the next step to go to people who could help her even more. And
the machines.
Out.
The machines behind.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because everyone, unless you're, I mean, everyone needs a machine. Everyone has to have someone behind them.
Yeah, it's not like, I want to be a basketball player, and then you go and buy a baseball mitt. You know what I mean? It's like you kind of have some idea where to go.
That was the point. I'm saying they're not just going in there blind. I mean, some people might. But typically, when you do this kind of stuff, that's not just like a real world or whatever. When you're doing like a real competition show that has to do with a specific talent.
Yeah, but Bethany Frankel built her business brilliantly by going on reality TV. Yes. There's the guy, The Miz, who wrestles in at WWE now, who built his brand by going reality TV. So there, it's all about the person. You know what I mean?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There are some people, yes, who are very thought out and meticulous and just work at that one thing. And some people do it and don't get there. Other people do it and do get there. I think
it's all about what you do to the platform.
Of course. Yeah, and a lot of lines of work, no one ever sees a lot of the struggles. And I think especially in entertainment, because 99.9% of the time, someone's telling you to go fuck off. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's rejection.
So
it's
a lot of struggle. And most people don't see what goes into that. They just think, oh, they're famous, they're on TV, you know, they got it made, you know. For some people that's the case, sure.
Yeah,
but there's a lot of people we know work hard.
Yeah. And if they have the right mindset once they get on reality TV, if they are like, okay, this is my plan, this is how I'm going to leverage it and continue it and let go of the fact that it might not be who they are and really delve into the fact that it's reality TV, then this can be a huge opportunity for them. I think that this is going to be huge for India for that.
I hope she,
I think so
she
too. I hope she does too.
She really has no choice, kind of, because she's getting that VH1 deal anyways. So she's going to be seen. She's going to be shown. So she doesn't have a choice to just say no.
What do you think her TV topic's going to be?
I really don't know. I think they'll just have her doing like red carpet stuff for them. You know, maybe they'll do like
shows and stuff.
Yeah, something like that. Coverage like that. I don't think she's going to get a TV show out of it.
Oh, really? That's what I would try to position. I'd be like, how can I get a TV show?
I didn't think that was that.
What
was
are you
going to
make? No offense, she seems great, but what are you going to make a TV show out of her about? You know what I mean?
Like, no, I agree. But what's transformation, maybe.
What's important also though is the relationship. So she might start off as just getting a talent deal for a year, but she's going to build a relationship with these people for the next year. So if she becomes a superstar in the next couple of years,
hopefully she knows to do that.
You know, I mean, if she becomes a superstar in the next couple of years, then they might come back to her saying, India, I want you to do this. Or she might have leverage enough to go to them and say, hey, I want to do this. Can we work together? You know?
Well, I mean, yeah, hopefully if I was like Rita Ora at this moment and I just started hosting this show, I would do everything humanly possible and leverage my contacts to make the winner of my show that I hosted successful. So I would kind of what you said, but in more so I'd be and Drew being the one that was like, oh, I'll build a brand. That's Drew's integrity on the line.
Well,
that's what he mentioned.
Him and Rita, because Rita's representing Remmel, basically.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Those are the two main prizes, you know?
Yes. So I do think that they will do whatever it takes to make sure that she's got her face out there.
I was
going to
say, Rita is literally, the more I think about it, she was the perfect host. Because if you guys know how fast Rita Ora, it seems as how fast she's like become a name. Like people talk about her all the time. Some of you guys said you didn't know who she was prior, but she's always talked about. She came out with music. She has brand deals with Adidas, with Rimmel. Like, she does everything. So the fact that she was a host really makes sense. The more you're talking about it, I was like, okay, so that can be India. It can be India. So you should have compared her to herself, maybe instead of Tyra.
Yeah.
I really liked her as a host personally. She doesn't obviously have that same dramatic flair that Tyra has. As soon as Tyra walks in, you're like, oh, baby girl.
Yeah.
Oh, and then just her little quips and every, you know what I mean? I think if Rita does continue to do it, I hope she comes out of her I don't want to say shell because she doesn't seem like she's
maybe that's her personality.
Maybe it is.
Which is why she needs the other people around her. But maybe, I get what you're saying.
I would like to see a little more pizzazz from her. You know what I mean? A little something. I mean, I dig a chill vibe because I'm, good vibes only.
Whoa, man.
But, I'd like to see more from her.
Yeah, I agree. I think so, too.
Yeah, and we'll see. I guess we'll see. We'll see next season if they continue the Business Boss brand. But I will say one last thing about that. I think that it was really good for them to kind of focus on that because I don't think people realize how many of today's stars are from social media.
Yeah.
I'm serious. Like, there are so many people that you probably don't even know that are all from online.
And they're huge because of it.
So many people.
YouTubers.
That I would name right now, and you'd be like, wait, they were from social media?
I would never know.
Everyone.
Who? Same
story. Everyone. I mean, you know Justin Bieber was from YouTube, right?
Yeah. Justin, I mean, love you, Justin.
I'm trying to think. There's so many people. I can't even. Justin Bieber was, you know Carmen? Who Carmen is? Mm-mm. They were a group. Sorry, that was a bad one. But there's, hold on, let me find the list.
That song? I know that song.
Yeah, but there's so many people that I even forget because everyone is from. It's from YouTube
to piggyback off that, I learned a lot about, I took notes on how to build your social media out. Like, that's what I really took away from this show this time. Is like, okay, what is it that I don't like to do, but I would have to do in order to really get that following? And that's what I got from this show. So I enjoyed
the
season.
I would just pay somebody.
I mean, hey, if I had the money, so I'd just have that machine.
Of course, but it's not that easy, unfortunately. And then the online presence has given so many people so many opportunities, you know what I mean, that they wouldn't have gotten otherwise. Like, people who are in those small little towns that there's no,
like Charleston, West Virginia.
I mean, yeah, you know, I mean, I don't know, but yeah, exactly. Like, it's insane. I wish I could have a list, but
that's okay.
There's just,
you can save it for under the show.
Okay, I will, because there's just so many people.
This is a totally random thing. You won't get this at all. You're on MySpace, obviously.
Yes.
You remember Forbidden? She was the first person million followers.
Yes.
So Forbidden actually kind of made a career out of that. She passed away like 2 weeks ago.
Oh my
rest
God,
in peace. I'm really sorry. Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
God.
It was kind of a shocker.
Yeah.
Kind of knew her a little bit, but anyway. Yeah. You know, there are people from, I guess I always just wonder, and the whole topic with social media, I could just talk about for hours because it just finds me very interesting, the way people interact and yada, yada, yada. But, you know, there are people on MySpace that leverage that into something. Tequila kind of leveraged it into something.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then Facebook didn't
really
have
a big
person.
What's that one guy who doesn't?
Yeah, Facebook did not have someone.
But, you know, I'm curious to see how these people who are big on Instagram and all these other platforms, if it is, can actually, you know, transform into a long-term success, you know?
So I agree. I look forward to seeing it. Unfortunately, I'm very biased. I'm trying to break this or figure out why I am, but if the attention gets to the right people on Instagram, there are certain people who can build a great brand from Instagram long-term, but thankfully this is dying down, that era, if I even should call it an era, where most of the people, at least that I'm aware of, maybe it's my age, on Instagram are the Insta-famous models that are more sexual and more show. That's how they got the stuff. But I don't know if that was 5 years ago, but I don't see a long-term thing from that. Or the young, or the really young people.
I was going to say, now these people are, when I tell you they're superstars, it's insane. Like, remember I talked about Cameron Dallas one day. This guy,
they make money.
Yeah, they do. They make great money.
I mean, it's
they
insane how much of a super, how these people are. I find new people every single day, and I'm like, how is there another person who has 10 million followers and who it's out of this world?
Yeah, it's a great opportunity. I mean, I have people approach me. I only have 15,000 followers, but I have people approach me about wearing their jewelry or doing something like that just to speak to it. So that is why it could turn long term for people.
Yeah. I mean, again, you have to leverage it the right way. Yeah. I always just find it very. I just don't know why people pay attention to these people in the first place.
Me too.
Every fashion blogger's page looks the same way. Every hot chick in a thong looks the same way. Like, what is interesting about these people? At least, celebrities in the past, you would see them on TV, they were doing something.
Yeah, they had depth.
Even if they were just actors, they were kind of doing a skill, just taking a picture in a mirror.
I agree.
I don't get it.
Oh, my God. We could talk about this for hours and hours.
I want to say, on the runway, I thought Justine looked great. And Will brought it up when he was here. He goes, I think she's going to work a lot. And I actually really feel the same way.
Wow.
And she's super young. And
she's moldable too.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I think she's going to do really well.
Well, gentlemen, it was a pleasure. being on this panel with you.
Same. Vivaciously Viv, if you're out there watching, we enjoyed the first half of the show, of the season with you also, just so you know.
Yes, we missed you greatly. And I thought it was a good season. Yay, India.
What are we excited about, looking forward to for cycle 24? Because we know what's happening.
I am looking forward to more full-figure women. I would like to see a couple of, I don't know what the new word is, but I'll stick to the old school plus size, because Ashley Graham was on there, curvy. The body activist. So curvy women unite. 5-foot-tall curvy women unite.
5-foot-tall.
I'm 5 feet tall.
Oh, I was going to say, I don't know if that's... Well, sorry, I was just going to say, I don't know if that's going to happen. I mean, no, because they choose either or.
Well, it's chick, either going to be curvy
and tall, or short and not curvy. I mean, because they've had seasons where they only had short people, or they had a lot of short people, and then they had some curvy models.
I see how it is.
I'm just saying.
I think they did one season where they had no height required.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah. I was so excited to watch it.
I think a curvy model won before. A blonde girl.
Yeah.
Someone to see, right?
Yeah.
Or a K.
I don't remember.
She did. I know you're talking about. She did win.
Yeah. So,
Tishola, what are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to being another wonderful, amazing season. I hope they bring in good people with good personalities who are ready to fight, and people who know what they need to do after the fact. I want people, or people who are, even if you don't know, people who are willing to listen, learn, and go out there and work. You know what I mean? That's what I want. I really enjoyed this season. It was wonderful. I've never been as passionate about a show from watching.
I love honestly. Your passion was amazing.
So this was great. Yeah. I want to say all you guys at home, I love you so much. God, I love you guys. No, because the chats, they were wonderful.
Yeah, they were
a great addition. The chats and the calls and everything. We love you guys. Please make sure next season you're here.
Yes.
Please.
Yes. Michael?
Man. You know, I'm very curious to see where it goes. I would like to see guys again. I'm going to say that right now. Yeah, I think it just adds a whole great dynamic to the show. Or I would also just like to see it go straight old school.
Yeah.
You know, just get old
models,
school.
Models. Yeah. Tall, lanky, awkward models.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's what I would like to see. You know, we do, like I said, there is going to be another season. I hope, I hope the brand keeps going. You know, it keeps me relevant in some way.
All right. Wonderful.
Oh, no, I'm ready
sorry,
to go
we,
home.
We had a voice come in from the back, guys. God spoke
we were all
to
like,
us
wait,
and
what?
Basically just said that, that's good. All right, great. So, yeah, is that a wrap, Michael?
We're going to wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up.
All
wrap
right,
it.
You guys.
Thank you so much from everyone all over the country, the world, for tuning in.
Yes, we had Australia. We had Australia. We had Oregon. We had North Carolina.
Yes, and thank you guys so
much. Yes, you can find me at Heather Yer at Instagram and Twitter. See you guys next season.
You can find me at Deshella_B. Please follow me. I want to keep talking to you guys. You guys are wonderful. Please.
And I'm everywhere. Mike Skakoza. Just Google it.
Ooh, Google it.
That's
him.
It.
Hey, fancy.
We're done.
Bye, you guys. You
Pop
were
the
best.
Pop the champagne.
Hey.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
And that's another one.
Buzz you later.
I'll buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.